If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Welcome back to the Karen Conti Show. I'm here with Maria Pappas. She has been our Cook County Treasurer for 27 years. I can't even believe that. It's been that long. Oh, my gosh. And she is truly one of the Cook County... We treasure you, Maria. You are such a good...
You're too kind.
You run such a great office. And I want to say, from the start of your term in office, you took... grand steps to revolutionize, bringing it from a bloated 250 employees to 59 and bringing in modern technology. And in the first year alone, you increased the interest earned on property taxes fivefold. Here's another fun fact that I didn't know, Maria, that's on your website. Cook County is one of the world's largest economies, like one of the largest economies in the world, and your office handles $17 billion annually in property taxes. That's just amazing.
It's up to 22 because they keep increasing the levies.
There you go. Yeah. Let's talk about the mailer that a lot of people got. Your office mailed out property tax bills to 1.8 million homeowners. Tell us a little bit about some of the changes in paying and how people who own property in Cook County can pay that property tax bill.
So it's really changed. It's really changed a lot since COVID. When I started 28 years ago, there were 500,000 people that used to walk into the office, and we had five satellite offices. So I would say now probably 65% or more are paying online, which is amazing. We mailed out bills last week, but in November, we put the bills online. They were actually online for people to go and look at and see if they wanted to pay early. So before the bills even got to the mail, 8,000 people paid $80 million. That's just amazing.
Which is great because you have that money and you can invest it.
Yeah, have that money. And well, actually, we only keep it for 30 days and it goes back out. There's 2,200 governments in Cook County and we get this money right back out to them, which is great for them because then they don't have to borrow. But the change is in the fact, believe it or not, people don't want to leave their houses.
Yeah.
They simply don't want to leave their houses. So when I came in, there was no email system. There was no website. There was nothing at all electronically, so to speak, when I came in. So we are now, believe it or not, getting 6 million visits a year to CookCountyTreasurer.com. So you would say, why in the world would 6 million people a year want to come to this website? Pretty easy. When I first came in, I went downstairs and there were just hundreds and hundreds of people in line to pay on the last day, but nobody was speaking English. So I ran back upstairs, and in those days, Mike Shine was my chief deputy. I said, Mike, you need to pull up the census data like immediately. I don't know what's going on down there. Nobody's speaking English and everybody was paying in cash. So he pulled up the census data and we found out there was 127 spoken languages in Cook County. We kept drilling down. The largest owners of property in Cook County are Polish, okay? And then there are 22 other main languages: Korean, Chinese, Hispanics, Ukrainian, Romanians, huge community here, which most people ignore. So what I did was I created a brochure for each of those 22 languages. It's online, and we Google translated like almost 200 languages. So now, think about this. Your parents just came here from Poland. You're a Highlander, you're from the mountains of southern Poland, you know, and you just got here and you're working four or five jobs and you buy two or three houses, right? What do you know about exemptions? In Poland, what's a homeowner's exemption? What's a senior? What's a senior exemption? Nobody knows anything. So I started explaining it to them. And what was able to happen, it was like a rush. And the rush was people started going to CookCountyTreasurer.com. I'm going to bring this home. A Polish person from the south side, okay, goes to CookCountyTreasurer.com, pulls it up in Polish, downloads the bill, the August bill, and sees in Polish that they're 65 years old, they don't have a senior exemption, that they're making under $65,000 a year, they don't have a senior citizen exemption, and they've been living in the house for at least a year, they don't have a homeowner's exemption. So going back 4 years, this little Polish lady and her husband are owed $6,000 by my office. They can punch right there on the website, apply here, apply online, and in 4 to 6 weeks, they get their money back. So what we started was sort of like a revolution with, yesterday I went to Wheeling, Illinois, believe this or not, I went to a Korean New Year's party. And I had Korean brochures with me about how to download your exemptions, okay? And people were grabbing them. They wanted them.
Let's talk about those exemptions. And we've got about a minute before I have to break. But I want to just, let's start, like, name the exemptions that people might be eligible for and
okay.
how they...
This is my daughter, okay? She's 40 years old. She has no idea that she and her husband, who've been living in this house for 5 years, are entitled to a homeowner's exemption. No age limit. You can be 18, 19, as long as the deed's in your name. If you've lived in the house for over a year, literally, you can get like $500 a year off your bill. So we've got everyone now going to cookcountytreasure.com. Put in your address. Do not put in north, south, east, or west. Once you put in your address, you're going to know you're in the right place because a picture of your house, your lot shows up, or your commercial building. Now you know you're in the right place.
Right.
Now you go to the right and you're a lawyer. Every time there's a closing, the lawyer doesn't necessarily submit your new address. So it tells you there, this is where we're mailing the bill. If it's wrong, you can change it right there online. Scroll down a little bit more, and what are you going to find? You are going to find out whether or not there's a grid going back 4 years. Did you get these exemptions? And it says, yes, 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 you got them. No, 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 you didn't get them. If it's no, 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 punch here, apply online. It is made for third graders. And I understand that it's got to be third grade level, because the same Polish person doesn't know what an exemption is. So we translated exemption and we explained it to them in Polish. Now, you can also, let's say you didn't get your bill, you can go to cookcountytreasure.com and you can actually download. You can download your previous August bill, okay, which will tell you whether or not you got your exemptions. You can download your current bill, which is going to tell you a whole lot of stuff. And we've got a break. I'm going to go into what it is that's on that bill and why you WGN listener, need to get to cookcountytreasure.com, because there's everything that you've ever wanted to know about your bill, including a 20-year history. I tell you there what you were paying 20 years ago so you can get really angry.
Let's get really angry when we come back, but let's first have a commercial break. We're talking to Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas here in studio on WGN. We are here talking property taxes with Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas. Let's go back. We were talking a little bit about exemptions, and you talked about the homeowner's exemption. Tell me about, just once you bullet point, some other exemptions that people might be eligible for.
Yeah. This is really easy. So there's basically three main ones, which is the homeowners. You can be any age. You have to have lived in the house for over a year. Senior, you got to be 65 years old. That's pretty easy, okay? Either you or your husband in the household owning the property have to be over 65. Senior citizen freeze. You have to be over 65 and making under $65,000 a year. So if you don't have any of that, okay, for each year going back 4 years, you're eligible for roughly $500 a year. So this is how I got to the $6,000 or $8,000 amount. But if you go to cookcountytreasure.com, you can go back 20 years, WGN listeners, you can go back 20 years, and I'm sitting on another $78 million. Why would I be sitting on $78 million? It happened to me. I came into office, okay? I was just in office, and I got a bill, and I paid it. At that time, my property taxes were $4,000. I was a nervous wreck because I was a new treasurer. This is 28 years ago. My husband sees the bill, and he pays it, okay? Now, there's two payments on me, the Cook County Treasurer, the idiot of all idiots here. I got two $4,000 payments. I overpaid by $4,000. My website now will tell you if you and your husband paid. At worst, this is even worse. Your mortgage company pays, your first-time homeowner, you forgot that you set up an escrow, so now they're paying and you're paying. You go to CookCountyTreasurer.com. It will tell you how many double payments you have going back 20 years. So people are constantly coming to that site, and that's one of the reasons that there's 6 million people a year coming to it, because there's money on the site. It's free money. It's money that you're owed.
We have a texter from 630. Question for Maria. How do those who have paid off their mortgage and now pay their taxes to Cook County protect their property from title theft? And thank you very much for all your information.
You know, I don't have the answer to that, because that's a recorder of deeds question. And that's Karen Yarbrough's office, and she just passed away. She had a whole program on that. That's the recorder of deeds office. There's a new recorder that's more Monica Gordon. So why don't you do this? You call back as soon as this program's over. You leave your phone number. Karen will get it to me, and I will make sure that someone of stature in the recorder's office calls you tomorrow to make sure that nobody rips off your deed. How's that?
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
And Maria, let's talk about this. So you get your property billed. You're like, oh my gosh, I just had hospital bills. I had to put my kid through college. I don't have the money for it. What does a person do when they can't pay their bill?
Okay, so that's a good one. We just set up a payment plan. It's a payment plan calculator. So listen up. Now, you got to understand this. Don't go into a panic, because these bills are due March 1st. If you don't have the money March 1st, you can go to CookCountyTreasurer.com. We used to have an interest rate of 18%. We went to Springfield. We got to change to 9%. And you can set up a payment plan calculator. So let's say that you want to pay me every month. You want to pay $100 a month instead of paying $1,200 all at once. We allow you to do that. Right online. You don't even need to come into the office. The computer will tell you every month, Karen, pay $100. This is what you're going to pay. And that property, actually, the taxes on it, you've got really 13 months to pay from March 1st, because it doesn't go to tax sale for 13 months. And if it ever does go to tax sale, there is a process called redemption, and you have 2.5 years to reclaim it. Very, 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 very few properties in Cook County actually get sold.
I feel like that there are people out there who are preying on people who don't pay their taxes, and they have these companies where they just wait and wait and wait and start buying up taxes. Is that still true?
You know, the people who's out there praying, I'll tell you, without mentioning any names. I've got all this money, right? People get letter. They get this list. I don't know where they get it from, about the fact that people aren't getting their exemptions and aren't getting and are overpaying. So they send them a letter and they say, hey, Karen, you've got money in a government entity and I can get it back for you, but you got to give me 40%. You don't have to give anybody anything. You have to give nobody nothing, zero. You can go online, keep the 40%, keep the 60%, keep all 100% for yourself. These crazy letters that you get in the mail, when somebody says that to you, you ought to either go to my website or the state treasurer's website, and you can find out on your own simply by putting in your address whether or not you are owed money and or your name by a governmental entity. So that's what I consider preying on people. We have all kinds of systems in place and checks and balances in place to make sure that people's property doesn't get taken. We send out certified notices. We put publications in all the various newspapers. What people need to understand about their bill is this, and it's a new design that we came up with, and you're going to see it on your August bill. You can download your old August bill right now, but it is a huge headline in big black letters that says, where's your money go? Because people don't know where their money goes. So let's take an example. I have a tax bill of someone who lives in Niles. We're going to do a suburb instead of picking on the city of Chicago. This guy pays to 11 different government agencies. He lives in Niles. He has no idea he pays to 11 different. But if he opens up his bill and he looks at it, it will tell him that he pays to, get this, Northwest Mosquito Abatement, Metropolitan Water Reclamation, Niles Public Library, Niles Park District, Oakton Community College, Maine Township, East Maine Township School, Village of Niles, Town of Maine, Cook County Forest Preserve, and County of Cook. You are paying to anywhere between 12 and 14 governmental entities. So what did we do? I repeat, to CookCountyTreasurer.com, because if you get there, you can read your bill and it will tell you who these people are. And on Read Your Bill, we now calculate for you and we tell you, did my bill at Northwest Mosquito Abatement District go up or down? Did my bill at Niles Public Library go up or down? Did it go up? Did it go down? And we tell you, it went up 200, it went up 300, it went up 100. Here's the problem, Karen. 20% of the people voted in the last municipal election, in the mayor's election, okay? Every one of these governments in Cook County, all 2,200 governments in Cook County, get this, they have a public hearing once a year. They come, they get the whole board together, they invite the entire community in to tell them, this is what we're going to do next year. We're going to raise taxes, we're not going to raise taxes, we're going to build a swimming pool, we're going to build a school, we're going to fix a road, we're going to fix a curb. They tell you, nobody ever shows up. Nobody shows up to vote. I mean, it's no secret. I live in Water Tower. I get on the elevator all the time. People are, I hate this. I hate that. I hate this. I hate that. I'm like, did you vote? No. Did you vote? Next person on the elevator. Did you vote? No. I don't like the park district. Did you vote? No. I don't like the trees outside. Did you vote? No. Do you know what I mean? It's like on a scale from 1 to 100, the anger level in the city of Chicago is like 1,000. Okay.
Yes, it's true.
But what have you done to get up and do anything about it? And the answer is, the vast majority of the time, nothing. The other thing that really affects your bill, and it's on this bill, this is the first installment. First installment is 55% of what your August bill was. 55% of what your August bill was. If you go right now and look at your bill online, what you're going to see is, and all the realtors are online looking at this stuff, money owed by your government. Money owed by your government. So, in Niles, okay, there's $13 billion owing. $13 billion owing. Okay, so if there's $13 billion owing, how does it get divided up? It's unfunded pension costs, pension health care costs, okay? You cannot tell government employees, I'm not going to pay your pension costs. You've got to be able to foot that bill. And in the city of Chicago, before the mayor gets out of bed, before he blinks, before he has his coffee, before he has his donut or whatever else he does in the morning, don't know, don't care, whatever he does, he's got to come up with $1 billion. You want to know how I feel? No, he's got to come up with
felt that sarcasm ooze across the microphone.
No, I'm not going to say anything bad about anybody, but I'm going to tell you, before he gets out of bed, he's got to come up with $1 billion in cash just to cover unfunded pension liability. So that's before we start doing roads and bridges and trees and lights and Christmas lights and fireworks on the 4th of July. That's a lot of money, $1 billion. And if you've got, 800,000 people running around the Chicago who own houses, okay, you divide $1 billion by 800,000, who's paying for this? Who's paying for this?
Maria, let me ask you a personal question.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a very interesting background. You're originally from West Virginia, if I'm not mistaken. You have a PhD in counseling.
Real country hick.
Well, not so much. And you also have a law degree. You also play instruments. I've heard you play the piano. You're a fabulous cook. You've got all these interesting things as part of your personality. But yet you stayed in this office for 28 years, I think you just said. And you're working at it every day so hard. I see what you're doing, the innovations. You're one of our really good politicians. You know, I don't call you a politician. I really call you a worker. You're a worker. You have to, that has to run for office. But what keeps you going there? What keeps you doing that when you are really
I'm coming up. Yeah,
a
I'll
renaissance
tell you.
Woman?
No, I'll tell you why. I think that you are always impacted by your childhood. I grew up in a restaurant across from the only hospital in this little town in Wheeling, West Virginia. 2,000 people in Warward, and in those days there were like 50,000 people in Wheeling. And I used to go to the hospital every day and do deliveries, even when I was five, and I used to sit and talk to people. And I approach government like it's a sick patient. It is a sick patient. It's in the intensive care unit. It is on life support. And I, in my own neurosis, have mistakenly thought that I could cure it and I could make it well. And every day I try and make it better. But you know what? Every day I fail, because I don't think in the state of the world that we're in that anyone could ever fix it. All I do is like chip away. And then when I do something right, you know, it's just like when you do something right, you feel better. And then when you do it wrong, you don't feel good. So it's really a testament to your own sickness. It's about who you are as a person. And I was always the fixer. I was always the person who was going to try and make it right. I was the person who was going to try and give people their 200 languages. I was the person who was at the Polish Museum talking to people about exemptions. I was the person who decided, get this, I mean, I go to Romanian flag raisings. Nobody in Cook County knows there's any Romanians except me. There's five amazing churches, and I go in with Romanian brochures. So you know what? On a good day, you feel good talking to these Romanians. You know what I mean? On a good day, I mean, last week, I was at the 50th anniversary of the Ukrainian American Congress. It is an amazing group in the West Loop. I mean, the churches over there are awesome. There's a Catholic church. There's a Ukrainian Orthodox church. There's a Ukrainian museum. There's wonderful things about this city that I have gotten to experience and know that most people walking down Michigan Avenue, they don't have a clue. I mean, if I went out and did a poll right now, if I paid $50,000 and did a poll and say, how many Romanians are there in the greater Cook County area? People would look at me like I had seven eyes and two ears, you know, coming out my you-know-what.
Well, I will tell you, chipping away a little bit in your job, and if everyone chipped away at their job the way you do, then I do believe that we could change things. I do believe that could
happen.
A little
bit at a time.